For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News.
Reefer Madness! Reefer Madness!
Dearly beloved, let us now take a few moments to remember the innocent victims of America's war on drugs. Once called innocent bystanders, now they go by the sanitized appellation collateral damage. Like 57-year-old Delbert Bonner of Belpre, Ohio, damaged to death by 8 police bullets in a drug raid. They were looking for his son. Or 8-year-old Xavier Bennett, also shot to death by police. Let us take a moment to remember Rudy Cardenas, cut down at the age of 43 in San Jose, California. Rudy was a father of 5, just passing by a house targeted by narcotics officers who were attempting to serve a parole violation warrant. And the police mistakenly thought he was the one they were there to arrest. Mr. Cardenas, obviously unarmed, was shot several times in the back. And let us remember Mr. Donald P. Scott, 61-year-old reclusive millionaire living in Malibu, California. Thanks to forfeiture laws, Mr. Scott's millions, rather than insulating him from the violence, put a target on his back. Mr. Scott's home was raided by 32 armed men, and Mr. Scott was gunned down in front of his wife. Needless to say, there was no marijuana. These good people and countless others are gone from us today, taken not by drugs, but by drug prohibition. Stand up, speak up, before someone you love becomes collateral damage of the drug war. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Drug prohibition. 90 years of success lead us to this day. Our children pick up the phone and drugs are delivered within the hour because that's how we like it. Overdose deaths, preventable by a phone call, are assured by paranoia. Yes, we are number one. Violent drug gangs are the scourge of our continent. We insist that their jobs pay so very well. Terrorists turn flowers into million-dollar bankrolls to buy bigger weapons to kill us. So each year, we give them $500 billion to make it so. We are the champions of the world.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.